Dog Tales. You are about to hear some dog stories. Over a period of about 20 years, I began hearing some stories about dogs and I started collecting them. I realized then that the stories we tell shape us. They sort of express our limits, our hopes, our disappointments, and they can even encourage and inspire us. And I found that laughter especially tickles our minds and lets us take a look at our feelings, at inconsistencies, at impossibilities, and then at surprise solutions to what seemed impossible. You hopefully will not notice such processes as you hear these stories, because those usually operate at a subconscious level. But the stories will lurk in hidden recesses ready to come to mind when called on, to help us find the courage, the stamina, or the insights to take us through life's puzzles. The educational value of these tales are most effective when linked to a living personality. Perhaps that's one of the reasons that I have used dialect in telling. Almost all of these stories were told to me by people that I have met in the southern mountains of North Carolina and Kentucky, and I can still feel their presence when I read them. Spoken language is really quite different from the written word. Written words lie sleeping until someone gives them a voice that conveys unarticulated hope, stamina, and courage. So I encourage you to tell these tales orally. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.